This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, Avoiding Hidden Shirk. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. How many times have we thought about the secrets of obtaining salvation on the Day of Judgment? How many times have we wondered, only if I knew the right recipe and a formula to guarantee my salvation in the hereafter? I'm pretty sure all of us, every now and then, think about this. How is it that I can know that one secret that is going to help me have salvation in the hereafter? Well, guess what? There was a companion of the Holy Prophet who was also wondering about this, so he asked the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "How could one obtain the salvation of the Day of Judgment?" The Prophet of Allah answered, "Salvation is that you should not try to deceive Allah, lest He should return your deception to you. For anyone who tries to cheat Allah will be cheated by Him, and He will take the faith away from him. In this case, man deceives his own self, and he does not know." The companion had a follow-up question from the Prophet of Allah after this beautiful exception of how to acquire and attain salvation. But to discuss that follow-up question, we have to take a short break, and we will be back to discuss that follow-up question and how Prophet of Allah answered it. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are talking about avoiding hidden shirk. And one of the ways one can do polytheism and shirk is through showing off. We were discussing about this question that Prophet was asked about the salvation on the Day of Judgment by one of his companions. And there was a follow-up question that I promised you that we will discuss. When the Prophet was asked, how could one obtain the salvation on the Day of Judgment? He answered, "Salvation is that you should not try to deceive Allah." The follow-up question by the companion was, "How does a man try to deceive Allah?" The Prophet of Allah said, "A person performs what Allah has ordered him, but he is concerned about other than him." It is a form of hidden shirk. If you're performing an action that Allah has required from you, then why in the world would you care for anyone else? Unfortunately, this is the case, and this is a trap many of us fall into. Allah has commanded us to pray, for example. We pray, well, great, thumbs up. You're going to get some good reward for it. But then, before we start praying, or while we are praying, or after we are praying, we want others to notice that too. This is that hidden shirk that gets us in trouble. And many of our good deeds, unfortunately, get wasted for that. If you're doing something for Allah's sake, stop worrying about what others would think about you. Seek for Allah's approval only. Do not be concerned with others. Do not think that, whether this person is going to praise what I'm doing or not. Is he noticing that I'm doing such a long kunut? Is he noticing that my prostration and sajda is so long? Do not let these thoughts creep into your mind. Reformation of mind is important for that, and avoiding hidden shirk is sometimes difficult, but very much doable.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.